Okay.
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 We've just taken roll call. We have a quorum. That's what you missed. We don't have any public comment. So let's go to the first item, approval of June 15th, 2022 minutes, attachment 4.1.
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Loretta. Can I have a second, please?
It's Chastity, I'll second.
Thank you, Chastity. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Can I have a roll call vote, Stacy?
Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Stacy Carter?
Oh, she's connecting the audio.
And I see somebody else popped on too. I'm not sure.
I think that's Stacy.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll move on to Chastity Mays.
Yeah.
Hello. Josh.
Okay, Stacy Carter. Roll call on approving the minutes. Are you good?
Yes.
Thank
okay.
You.
And I'm also yes, Stacy.
All right. Thank you.
Let's go to approval of June 20, 2022 minutes, attachment 5.1.
Make a motion to approve, Ms. Chastity.
Thank you, Chastity.
Ms. Loretta, I'll second.
Thank you, Loretta. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Can I have a roll call vote, Stacy?
Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Stacy Carter?
Yes.
Chastity Mays?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes. Okay, motion carried. Let's go to acceptance of June 2022 bills, attachment 6.1.
Does anyone have any questions for me?
No, I mean, it all looks like normal thing we do. Stacy, what was that?
I'm just trying to get a good signal right here. Sorry. Everything looks good to me.
Okay.
We have a motion to pay the bills.
I'll make that
motion. Removed.
Okay. Thank you, Loretta. Thank you, Stacy. Stacy, can I have a roll call, please?
Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Stacy Carter?
Yeah.
Chastity Mays?
Yes.
Yeah.
Josh Short?
Yes. Okay, motion carried. Review of draft June 30, 2022 financial statements, attachment 7.1. Rhonda?
So these are noted as a review because we don't approve the June 30, 2022 statements. They don't get approved until the audit is approved at the September board meeting.
Okay.
So that's why that's listed that way. But yeah, there'll be probably some more adjusting journal entries and some things like that we will put in for a year end or anything the auditors request. But as far as the majority of the expenses are all booked, so there will be some slight changes, but not much to these financial statements when it comes time for the audit when it's presented. So, but everything looked really well. We ended where we expected to end about every fund. And so, and our cash looks pretty good. You know, Share has 6.3 months of operating cash, which I kind of anticipated when we did that transfer. And then the general went down just a little bit because of that transfer to have, 14.2 months. So we're still over that year mark. So that cash balance is still doing real well too in the general fund. Does anybody have any questions for me?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Okay. Let's go to Share update.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. Our new administrative assistant, his name is Chase, Jace, started with us. And so he's bringing a wide background of experience. In addition, he's also pursuing an MLS at the same time. I guess he's going to go through U of I online. So he'll have lots of, like, hopefully valid work experience that he can bring to his degree studies. In addition, I believe if they haven't yet gone out this year, annual invoices should be going out this month. And nothing else really big in share at the moment, which is okay.
Okay, yeah. Let's go to administrative updates, accounting and human resources.
I'm sorry to interrupt you guys. Were we supposed to have a motion and a second on the financial reports?
Since it was just a review, I don't think we had to, is what I
know
the way I got it from Rhonda.
Because okay. The draft, Stacey, I think we don't need them.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
That's okay. I think, I don't know that Rhonda mentioned it, but what they're working on is closing out FY 2022's book. Definitely prepping for when the auditors are here on site, first week in August. Also putting together that spreadsheet of capital improvement projects to be able to share with the board. Our HR staff are working with the new staff evaluation app, which will collaborate with the other Microsoft software that we have. It's called TeamFlect, and I know that they're meeting at least once a week with the developer on and as a team to make sure that we have all the pieces in place. We've rolled out just last week, I believe, the training for our new HR handbook. Also, our new we changed EAP providers this year for FY 2023. And the new one offers, we're going to be able to select some classes from that we can offer to our members because the max attendance is like 500. So Ellen is working, with Jill. Do you hear like something in the background? I don't know.
That's Stacy's.
Okay.
Sorry, I'll mute myself.
Sorry. Ellen's looking through that catalog right now to look at classes that will be appropriate for our members as well. One of the ones that we think we'll be able to do is on sexual harassment training, because that is something that our public libraries at least have to take, I believe. Is that still part of the requirement, Loretta, not to put you on the spot?
We have been doing it annually, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll be able to offer those. I don't believe there's going to be a fee because we're not incurring a fee. It's just it's a matter of how we're going to register, what we have to have in place to register members for those classes. So, but we're really excited about there being additional ways to provide CE. Again, not like we used to many years ago, but newer and hopefully not so bad on that. Any questions on HR or finance? Nope. Okay. IT,
sure.
Our staff are working all day now, most days, on getting content moved from the old website to the new website. We will have a demo of it at the board meeting next month. Troy is going to present that. I don't know if it'll be officially live, but it'll be like a test site live. Some news, John Kinner, our IT web and IT, our web and IT administrator, gave his 2-week notice last Friday, and we do rely on John for quite a bit of work with online training, as well as just helping staff out in the building. So finding that replacement will be a priority for us, for Troy, definitely.
Okay, let's keep rolling.
All righty, under facilities and operations, Susan Palmer announced her retirement effective July 22nd, which is Friday. We made one change in looking at the position description. We made one change to it of note, and that was basically changing the title from operations director to delivery and facilities director, which is a little more accurate reflection of what she does. It's the same as the committee that works with that position. And now that some more and more organizations have a COO position, we didn't want to confuse folks that might apply for something that's not really what it is. We've also retested the air and the environment in both of the kitchens in Edwardsville after the work was completed. And as far as OSHA's acceptable levels, we are currently at that. However, there was still a high level of one type of mold in the first floor kitchen. So the consultants brought in an air scrubber and they were supposed to run another air quality test in that, just so we can be sure that we get that into a place where there aren't concerns, because the number was really high, but still under the OSHA level. We'd just rather be safe than sorry with that.
Okay. I'm really sad Susan's leaving.
As we are. As we are. Big shoes to fill. Big shoes to fill. Under membership and grants, we start working with our new grants consultant this month. Ellen has a list of things for their first meeting. And I'm pretty excited to see where that goes. We've not had someone that could devote that much time to grants for the organization. So that will help us be able to take on more of these initiatives. Under membership, Leah Gregory is working with school training that would be targeted for schools. She's got one session already scheduled. The LBSS grants, we have a session, I think, August 10th, I want to say, in Effingham. And it's like a full day session of training. So, and we also have small public libraries that are signed up for that, because the LBSS grants can apply to small publics as well. So that's pretty exciting. Anna is working with our public library trustee grant. And so we were notified maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago by the state library, just right after the June board meeting, that they wanted to see an adjustment in the overall level for FY 2022 for that trustee training grant. So we have to move. We already knew that the state library wanted it to be a 2-year project. So that's not a problem. It'll be FY 23 and FY 24. But because of the flow of money on the state library side, we're going to do less of a finance. The budget will be less for FY 2023 than it would have, than we submitted. So we've made some adjustments, and then higher, I think, in the following year. That has to do with the fact that the state library is using federal funds and the pool of money that they're drawing from to fund that. And those funds have been sort of encumbered already for FY 2023, but they weren't when we originally submitted the grant, if that makes sense. And
yeah.
We will at some point, once we get the final number, we will present to the board an updated general fund budget, because it will have to be amended, because we included the revenue for the admin fee for that grant in the general fund budget. So it's a small change, but I would like it to be us all be on the same page with that and what our expectations are. And really, given that it seems like everything anymore moves slower than we thought, maybe a later start on that grant isn't so bad. Maybe under promise, over deliver on our end. And it's definitely given us more time to look at what the learning platform will be that we'll use. Anna's got a little more wiggle room now to kind of explore some others before we actually start with that. So I think it'll be okay. I think we'll definitely make it work on that part. Any questions about membership? Okay. On the administration staff, our communications staff are involved. Shandy and Carol are involved highly in the rollout of the website. They're also working on tweaks to our internal proofing procedures, and Carol, because she has a teaching background, is prepping like a seminar for our staff on things to watch out for. And it's always good, because none of us write the same way, but we all need to make sure that we avoid the same consistent errors or missteps, I guess, in putting documents together for proofing. So we're excited about that. And Stacy and I met with Carol and Shandy just before this meeting, at least at 1:30, to talk about the annual report for FY 2022, because that's rolling right along. And we've already gotten the guidance from the State Library on that. That's all I have.
Thank you. Give me 1 second. My cat's trying to eat this cord and I want to electrocute herself.
Yeah, go.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Open Meeting Act? Nothing. Okay. Did advocacy meet? I don't think they met this month, did they?
I do not believe so.
Okay. Budget and finance did not meet. And did facilities and operations? No. Did membership and policy meet, Stacy?
Stacy Bushon or Stacy Carter?
Either Stacy. Does anyone know?
No, they did not meet.
Okay. And so personnel would also not meet this month. So that's our committee updates.
Short and sweet.
Let's go to automatic material handler.
We meet finally with the consultant to review all the responses that we put together of the 4 vendor responses. That's this Thursday. I don't believe that he's going to have a final report from us at that point, but what I would like to do, Loretta, is tentatively plan on a committee meeting for August. And I don't believe that I shared this. When Susan leaves, the way we're going to split her duties, because they're considerable, I'm going to take over for Susan with the AMH process until we have someone on site. So we hire somebody to replace her, and Ellen's going to continue with the personnel kind of staffing side of things. So hopefully we'll be able to tag team it enough that it'll work. But I have no idea. I don't know what to expect of this meeting with Greg, the consultant, but interesting. I can share that the proposals, I mean, I was able to read all the proposals, and it was good. I mean, they all made us think about different parts of this procedure. So that was helpful.
Okay. I'm still excited about this potential project. So, okay. Edwardsville building updates, FY 2022.
So the largest thing that we have in our, in that budget line for FY 2023 are the roof that needs repair or replacement. We've now gotten 2 votes sort of for repair and 2 votes for replacement, and we're waiting for a third. We had hoped that we would have it this week, but we don't have that. If the recommendation is a total roof replacement, I'm sorry, we'll have to go through an RFI process because of the volume, the dollar size of the project. And so we're really just waiting for that last one. But Ron and I have already talked about it. We kind of think that's what's next. Just as long as we can get, you know, have a guarantee that it will be repaired. And we won't have leaks anymore. So we'll see where that leads us. On the rest of the building, the mold was removed. The mold on the wallboard was removed in the first and second floor kitchens. And then new board was placed in, repainted. The first floor kitchen, which is gonna be our training room / staff break room. We've had new carpeting installed there, and we've got the IT meeting equipment going. We've got a big monitor that we mounted to the wall so that we can bring in the Zoom connection or the Teams connection equipment or software that we need. The bathrooms on the second floor were painted. We added additional carpet to the first floor on the east side of the building, which basically extends the area of the cubicles because we've got additional staff who will be working in this building. So we've had to make some moves around. So that's what's happened so far or to date with the building.
Okay. Board officer nomination committee. I believe Ryan has reached out to everyone via email. And if I'll see if I know I got back to him. I'll double check with him tomorrow and see if he's heard back from everybody.
Super. And then we can put it into a document for the board packet and we'll be ready to go. Great.
New member orientation.
Just a reminder that we're going to meet with Linda McDonald from Six Mile Regional Library District. She's a public library trustee representative, and Kevin Kelsey from Mahomet Public Library. He's also a public library trustee representative to the board on Wednesday in Effingham. I already cleaned out my car.
Okay, good.
Ready to hit the road. Yeah.
Sounds good. Salary grade updates.
So I added this in here under unfinished business because at the June board, the June executive committee meeting, there was a motion and movement to bring that one part that has the executive director range back to the finance committee. However, I wasn't sure specifically what you all wanted in terms of a reasons why or an argument in the memo that goes that accompanies that when it goes back to finance. So any feedback or help you can give me would be great.
I believe the thought was that because finance has to approve the executive director's salary, we had to send it back to them to approve the salary in general. At least that was my understanding, and I want to say Stacy Carter's understanding on that.
I wasn't at the meeting where that.
Okay, well, never mind. So it was maybe Karen. I don't know. I talked to somebody about it, so I don't remember who though at this point. But that was my understanding, is that we were sending it back because finance had to approve that.
I didn't know finance had to approve her salary. I mean, it's part of the budget, but I didn't know that they had to specifically approve her salary.
I thought that was in the bylaws, but I could be wrong.
Finance has to, in the, go ahead, Stacey, sorry.
I was going to say, I assume that might have come up at finance, right?
Yeah, it was not good.
So in the bylaws, since you mentioned that, the bylaws state that the finance committee should approve the salary schedule in general. So my recollection of the June finance committee meeting is that they were okay with the salary schedule we presented, with the exception of the level for the executive director. And that's when there was a lot of discussion about that. While we were in that meeting. Okay. We can wait and not send this to the finance committee right away. I don't want to just say it's coming back to you, but not a reason why.
Let's hold off until we get everyone, get finance situated, because we're we'll be short members and I don't want to blindside new members with it. So maybe let's wait a little bit.
I agree. I mean, let's make sure we've got a full committee where they can all discuss it.
Okay. So maybe September?
That sounds good. Then? Yeah, let's aim for September.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you. That's very helpful for us.
All right. You want to move to new business? July board meeting.
Okay. I just wanted to have a short conversation or discussion about the flow of that meeting. So at the beginning of the July meeting is when we welcome folks that are coming onto the board for the first time, and also welcome back folks like Loretta, Josh, and Karen as well. So that happens first. And then the very next thing that happens is a vote on officers on that agenda. So okay. In years past, what we've had is a slate that's in the board packet. It sounds like you're going to get that or something like that from Ryan maybe later this week.
Yes.
And then we use SurveyMonkey for members to vote while they're in the meeting right there. So
okay.
We can take nominations from the floor. There are also, and we can add those. We should be able to add those within the during that discussion before the survey's live, I guess. There's also room for write-ins on the survey. So that was one of the things I wanted to check with you on, or just okay. Make sure we're all okay with that process.
Yep, that sounds okay. Good. Do you want me to have Ryan send his slate of officers to Stacy to Stacy to put in the packet?
That's fine. That's okay. Fine. That okay. will help. Or you could send it to us from him. Okay. It doesn't matter how. The second thing is earlier in FY 2022, I think was it in January when some folks met with Ellie Mina and we talked about changes to or improvements to the meeting process and specifically minutes. So Ellie Mina says that it is not necessary to list the name of the individual who seconds a motion in meeting minutes. In fact, his statement is that, here, let me find it again. The minutes should primarily have a collective focus and not a personal focus. More and more, this is in regard to municipal councils, even go as far as removing the names of movers from the minutes. The reason, once the motion is on the floor and discussion begins, the mover has lost all control over it. Plus, the mover may have voted against the motion. Therefore, recording the name of the mover in the minutes can be misleading. If we're going to make changes like that to our minutes, Stacy Bouchong and I would like to make those changes at the beginning of the fiscal year, which is July. Okay. I just want to know if you all are comfortable with that change before we proceed.
This is Stacy Carter. My question would be, does that meet open for closed meetings? Don't we still need that? That's on our paperwork, or is it? Or would we just take that off and come up with a new form?
I would have to check with Phil about the closed meetings okay. component, because I believe that in OMA, it doesn't specify that you have to have a motion, the name of the motion, person who made the motion and the person who seconded it. It's more important that you have an accurate, you know, reflection of the meeting in general. So, it would just be a slight change, and you still have to have somebody make the motion and make the second. We just may not be recording it in the minutes. So again, just kind of a way to move the board or help the board to see themselves as a body as a whole and not individuals.
I can see it that way as being helpful, considering we've had some issues with, I would say, board unity, for lack of a better phrase there. I think if we introduce it in July, saying this is how we're going to do things, and as long as we can back it up by saying this is fine with Open Meeting Act, then that's fine with me.
Okay. And I have one more question about July. Not just July, but about meetings. So earlier in FY 2022, the board voted, you guys talked about it at executive, and you brought it to the board in general about meetings in person, how many you have in person per year, or do you continue to have them remotely? And my understanding is that the board stated that I don't believe there was a vote on this, but the board stated that you wanted to have two meetings in person and then the rest could be virtual. Is that everyone else's recollection?
That sounds right to me.
Okay. When we say in person, do we mean, everybody has to be in the same physical place, or are we saying on those days, like let's say it's let's use the October meeting because that would be the annual meeting. And I think that was one that you guys listed out.
Yes.
if somebody can't attend at that location, which we now think, we thought it would be Champaign, now we're pretty convinced it's going to be Carbondale. If someone can't attend in Carbondale, are we still wanting them to attend at one of the hubs that we've had, or the State Library, the Decatur Public Library? It will help us in getting ready, making sure that the tech end is ready. That's why I'm asking.
Okay. That's hard, because like I know sometimes, like if Stacy were to go to a hub or a library now with Bev gone, she might be the only person there. And yeah. I don't want to, it doesn't make any sense for people to go to a hub if they're going to be the only person there when we won't be able to see them based on, like, you know, we can see them, but it's like not the same as on Zoom. So I would say make it where, like, I don't know, it's hard to phrase it. Like, if you can't make it, then Zoom, I guess, would be okay, but we would prefer in person.
Well, should it just be if you're not at a hub? Just the three hubs?
Yeah, I think that would work. Then we don't have to like make it where one person's at a library by themselves when they could have just stayed home.
Is anyone going to be at Champaign? Because a lot of times there weren't that many people at Champaign.
Kelsey, he's Muhammad's right next door.
Okay.
Well, sort of 10 minutes away most.
Okay.
So I would imagine that would work for him. Other Kevin may also.
Okay.
Okay.
We can, I guess maybe we bring it up to the board as a whole to talk about this upcoming month.
Okay.
To talk about the, because I know for some people, like Kelly Sullivan's almost in Indiana. Like, where is she going to drive to? And it's, you know, that's the same for Loretta. Like, it's not close for her. It's not close for you, is it, Loretta?
Carbondale is not. It's
doable. Yeah. Okay. So,
but Kelly's really, you're right. Kelly's pretty far south. So,
and same, and isn't Tammy like 2 hours away?
Tammy's, yeah, in a real awkward, just not,
Tammy's not close to anybody.
Yeah. So okay. I think we'll make it work however we can, because I would like to do and, you know, see people in person again while I'm in this narrow, well, I'll probably out of my COVID actual immunity after that, but we'll see how the world is by then too.
Okay. So we'll, and if we say not at a hub, are we also extending that to the State Library, or do we want to just keep it to the, we can do whatever you wish.
What do you guys think?
I don't think we have anybody attending at the State Library now, but the State Library. Okay. We used to have, Susan Pennington used to attend over there, but since she's no longer on it, I don't think there's anybody that would be their hub.
Yeah, let's just go with the hubs, and then we, like I said, we'll bring it up and see what works for people. I don't expect I don't expect people to drive more than an hour at most. These are long meetings. Like I know what that's like.
Okay. All right. And then we can maybe also discuss, could we also discuss like a target for when you would like your second in-person meeting to be of the fiscal year?
I think we talked about maybe doing the board doing our last one of the year in person, so we could do those board recognitions for people leaving the board.
Okay, so that's June.
Yeah, I think let's aim for June. I think that was what we did discuss.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so that's good. So right now we're only going to worry on our end about the tech for people that are connecting from home and then at one of the three hubs.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Super. Thank you for that little diversion.
Okay, let's move on to the board communication survey.
So Stacy, you might have already seen that sometime today, Stacy reopened this because we did hear from one, we had 8 responses. We heard from one additional board member who went to it, and it was that by then she had closed the survey. So we're going to open it up for a couple of days. And then, so hopefully what you have is a draft and there's like a lot more feedback
okay.
before the version that goes to the board. Do you want to, knowing that it's a draft, do you want to talk about some of the responses now? Do you want to wait until like August? What's your pleasure?
I'm fine waiting till we have a full data set. I mean, for Mike, I didn't put comments. I just didn't give the data, but I don't have any issue. Like I'll just say right here, I don't have any issue with the way we've done communications. I've got Outlook on my phone set up specifically for this. So yeah, I could see how some people would not check it as much or be slightly indifferent towards it. Or I guess some people would say almost hostile in terms of their comments. But yeah, we'll just do it in August when we've got a full set here, unless anyone has anything else they'd like to add.
I just have one quick thing. And I've mentioned this in reference to other CE and things. With the old L2, I used to get email reminders saying, hey, you're registered for this event tomorrow. And to me personally, I think that would be really helpful to get an email the day before saying, and through L2 is what I'm thinking. I'm just saying, hey, you're registered for the board meeting tomorrow kind of thing. Just because when I'm busy, I forget sometimes.
How are we doing through
L2 anymore?
How are we doing with the text reminders?
I'm still waiting for three people to give me their cell phone numbers. Once that happens, then Troy has a way to set this system up for me so that we, you know, once I'm hoping that we can start doing it for August meetings. That would be wonderful if we could start for that. But that would just be board meetings and committee meetings from IHLS.
Okay, that's perfect. At least that would solve some problems I think we've been having. Send me an email.
This is Stacy. The only thing, if we're just asking for little things, if you could email like half an hour to an hour before the board meeting, the actual link, because sometimes I have trouble getting it, you know, getting into my packet back again. And, you know, just if you could, if whatever you send out as a reminder also has the link into it to the board meeting, that'd be great.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay.
Stacy, send me an email with who has not got back to you on that, and I'll try to ruffle some feathers and get that info too.
Okay.
Okay. Now we're at July board meeting agenda.
Yeah. So Stacy, I'm guessing we'll put that up on our screen. Or have you all had a chance to at least take a look at it briefly?
I have it in front of me. Okay. Do you need it, Loretta?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
So new board members, obviously attending without Bev and Chris being on the list. So that's the first obvious thing. We put everybody in alpha order because we don't know, we're not gonna presume who the officers are gonna be.
Okay.
For July, there will be the election of officers, the consent agenda, the acceptance of bills. Again, the financials for June will be a draft, but I do not believe that the board votes on those because you will vote on the final ones when you vote on the audit in September. Freedom of Information Act update, which we will have one. We had a request, the standard quarterly one. This time, and Open Meetings Act, and then communication. So communication so far is board learning. And I believe Stacy Bouchon, the board learning topic, is it board responsibilities or board?
It's commitment to serve. It's basically the commitment to serve document, kind of a summary of that.
Okay, thank you. Which is a good thing, I think, to talk about, especially at the first meeting of the fiscal year. Jill Trevino is going to give a shorter version of the top workplaces award presentation that she shared with the personnel committee. And then Tori's going to share with us the refreshed IHLS website. Finally, yay. So we have HR staff report. We will have a staff report, and we do have, I think at least one individual has secondary employment that we need the board to approve. I don't anticipate a need for a closed session on personnel, the state library report, and then committee reports. So I wrote in the agenda, in the draft agenda, no report, just to kind of remind people for the groups that didn't meet. I hope you guys are still okay with doing that.
Yeah.
It seems to move it. Will anticipate it moving along quickly. Unfinished business is the automatic material handler. I don't know that I'll have much more than a verbal update. I don't expect anything else by the board meeting. And then a verbal update on where we are with improvements in the Evansville building. The new business is in July, we have to elect a Freedom of Information Act officer, an Open Meetings Act officer as well. We have an updated committee and board meeting dates. And are you okay, Loretta, with us tentatively putting the facilities committee in there for August?
Yeah.
Okay. Just so we can all get it on calendars. And then Josh will remind everybody to let him know about board committees that they're interested in. And then he puts all that together and brings it back to the executive committee for August, or whoever is the chair does that. Okay. And then we'll have at least a board survey as an attachment, and then agenda building. Are there things that we're missing?
We do want to talk about, I guess, the meeting in person details, kind of just bring that up and discuss. We could put it on, I guess that would be unfinished business because we're circling back to it.
Yeah, I'll find that. I don't remember how we listed it, but I'll find that and include it.
And that's the only thing I can think of. Do you guys have anything else?
When are we going to address if we're going to if we're going to change the minute procedure? Is that going to be under new business, or is that going to be earlier in the meeting?
We could talk about it under meeting. Sorry.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
And I will try to have an answer for you for what happens. Is closed session different?
Okay.
Leslie, could you send that little segment, that little piece you read that what is the name, Ellie, Mina?
Uh-huh.
What you read a while ago, can you email that to me?
Oh yeah, we have tons of info from Ellie, Mina. Specifically on the minutes though?
Yeah, just that part that you read.
Okay, I will.
Okay, anything else? No? Okay, we don't have any further public comment. Do we have any announcements? No. It is 3:47. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
This is Stacy, so moved.
Thank you, Stacy.
This is Loretta, I'll second.
Thank you, Loretta. We have a motion in a second. Can I have one more roll call, please?
Loretta Brimfield?
Yes.
Stacy Carter?
Yes.
Chastity Mays?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes. Motion carried. Okay, I'll see everyone next week. And I'll see you. Leslie, I'll see you tomorrow and on Wednesday.
Yes, it's your lucky week. Thank you, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.